I guess the money's on in the wings, Stanford Mitchell combo. We will have to wait and see. Just one of the very important political issues that are swirling around as we speak, not too far out from an election. It's 8:42. Mari Ngawati is regarded as the best of the Ngawati sisters as a touch player. She's with us for a kōrero today. Hey, Maria, tēnā au koe. Tēnā koe, tēnā koe. We all know that, eh, Maria? Tēnā koe. The Ngawati sisters were very much part of my early broadcasting life, and they're strong and beautiful advocates for Māori touch, which, as we can see, has grown hugely over the years. It's neat to talk with you again, Maria. Tēnā koe, thanks. Today we're talking about it's almost like an opportunity to support ourselves. And Maria, who has connections to the north, Ngāti Hine, and in the east, to Porou and Whakaue, is the chief executive of an organisation called IndigiShare. And today we're talking about, as an example, the Rumaki Cafe. And we did speak when this issue first, or when the kaupapa of the Rumaki Cafe first came to light. It's the first Pākehi or business to use Te Whare Manaaki's kaupapa Māori lending model. And today we're with Maria, proud mother of five and touch player extraordinaire, about Te Whare Manaaki and what this sort of lending kaupapa through IndigiShare is all about. And the recipient will be Rumaki Cafe. But I'd like to concentrate on this idea of Te Whare Manaaki. Would you be kind enough to talk with us about what prompted you to set up a system like this and give our listeners an idea of how it works, please, Maria?
Yeah, kia ora, Dale. Thank you for that. Yeah, so Te Whare Manaaki was set up because during COVID, so I live in Rotorua now, and during COVID, you know, we had all of our whānau Māori here, disproportionately, I think, affected by what happened because we're all involved in tourism in one form or another. And so we lost like $1 billion of tourism overnight. And then we saw whānau having to get jobs, you know, go fruit picking, et cetera, because there wasn't enough capital coming in to start businesses or to quickly pivot around what we were doing. So that's really where it came about. A whole bunch of mates got together and we started IndigiShare. And the whole idea is that it's a koha loan system that sits outside of the state. So again, if it ever happens again, we can rely on ourselves, we can pool our money, and then we can put it into individual businesses. And this is the first for Aotearoa. There's no other model like it at the moment. It's 0% lending. And it enables us to collectivise koha and to use it for individual businesses in a regulatory environment. And I think that's the key, is that no one's really done this before because we've had to go underneath the FMA, and it's a big deal. So we've got the green light from the FMA, which is the Financial Markets Authority. So they regulate everything to do with lending and money. And we're doing this pilot for 6 months, and our first Pākehi that's up on our platform is Rumaki Cafe in Rotorua, which is really awesome.
I think so too. So give us an example. I've got a grand, and what say, and willing to help a small Māori business just to find its feet. And you'd say you collect, I don't know, 10 people who throw a grand in each. What happens? How does the money go around? This is a particularly Māori way of thinking because it's koha based and that's different. Explain right, how it would work, please, Maria.
Yeah, sure. So you take your grand, you go onto our website and you register, and we do all the due diligence and also from the what we call in Kaituku Putia, so investor side, so yourself. You put your money into the platform and you can be assured that on the other side when we bring the Pākehi or the businesses through that we've done all of the due diligence with them, we've helped them with their financials, they're going through a business course or they've got mentorship, so we set them up for success. And then we pull our putia all together, put all our grands in, and then when they reach their campaign level, so they might have said, with Rumaki Cafe's example, it's $15,000 they're looking to do a raise for. Once they reach that, it's dispersed to them in the form of a loan. They have the terms and conditions around how long they pay it back. In this instance, it's 12 months. In 12 months' time, you get your pūtea back. So it just goes round and round. Then you, as a kaituku pūtea, can decide whether you want to invest in another business. And then that same $1,000 goes round and round. And I guess if we look at our economy at the moment, it's real easy to get down. You know, like, things are quite bad. But within ourselves, we have enough pūtea to lift ourselves up. And I think that's the point here, is like, we need to stop waiting for the government and others to save us. We've got enough money in within Māoridom at the moment. We've seen how large the Māori economy is. We need to start putting back into whānau at the whānau business level, as well as working on the other big infrastructure projects that we are doing.
So it's, there's some satisfaction in knowing that you're helping a Māori business get on its feet and get moving. People, when they invest a grand, expect 5% return or something. But this is a 0% return. It's a koha. It's a koha. A business, but it's a managed koha, isn't it? And yeah. This wraparound support for the businesses that receive this koha is very integral to the success of a concept like this. What's been the reaction, Maria, when you've spoken with friends, whānau, connections, acquaintances about the availability of investing in a model like this?
Really positive. I think we've been talking for a long, long time. And when I say we, I mean Māoridom. Talking about a long, long time around alternative models of helping ourselves. we've bought into, you know, I guess a Western capitalist system, which makes us believe that we need a return on our investment all the time. And that's just not simply true, because the return on investment comes back in other forms other than financial. So we've got social, you know, we've got cultural, and our measures around koha as well. So we need to remember what koha is about. It's an obligation. So that if I give to you, in time I'm going to need the support as well, because that's what happens. You know, that's what koha is, instead of a one-way transactional thing. And so we're trying to, I guess, re-educate ourselves around what koha looks like within a financial system, and that it's okay for us to operate how we want to operate.
The Urumaki Cafe, just to remind those who are listening in today, is a kaupapa which was established to encourage the use of te reo Māori. Everyone involved in the cafe will be speaking te reo Māori to the guests who arrive at the cafe. So at the core of it is this distinctly Māori kaupapa. And of course, the food, the coffees have to be pretty decent too, because, you know, it's not just the reo Māori place where you go in and don't get good kai and service. So that's Rumaki Cafe. As an example, please, Maria, you've been able, it's only a small-ish loan here. We're not talking hundreds of thousands, but it's a starting point to see how this evolving koha could work. I'm getting the impression that you give the pūtea to Rumaki, they give it back in a year, and it can quite conceivably go to another organisation unless you need it back. And so it's almost circular economy. How many have you sort of structured this support for Rumaki as an example?
Yeah, so we've worked with Rumaki around their financials. They've got great people on board on their side. They've got great accountants and a great governance structure. So our checks and balances on our side are really dictated by the FMA. So normal business lending criteria they've got to meet, but also we've got extra criteria. So it's about how are you contributing to te ao Māori, how are you giving back to your hapū and your iwi, what is your understanding of your business in terms of the impact on the nginui and papatūānuku. So those are, you know, you won't find that in the normal business lending criteria for other organisations, but we take our time. And I guess as kaituku pūtea, they want to know, you know, what do we mean when we're talking about how do we tautoko Māori business? What does it mean to be a Māori business within a, you know, Western capitalist society? How are we holding ourselves to account? So the bar is really, really high. And I guess, yeah, like I said, it's going to take a little while, I think, for even ourselves to remember what it is to koha to a whānau, to lift them up. Because Indigenous Year, the core of what we do is about whānau economic sovereignty. So if anything happens, we have the tools, we have the support, and we have the kotahitanga, you know, it's kotahitanga in action, really, to be able to help ourselves no matter what comes our way. And so all we've done is embed our matapono and what we believe is koha into the financial system so that over time, hopefully, it becomes normalised. You know, and so others, you know, that might criticise the kaupapa and saying, well, why shouldn't you be doing this for everybody? I invite others to set up, you know, similar systems because we really need a change. And, no time is more evident than right now.
Tēnā koe, I'm intrigued. In fact, when you put this kaupapa to the FMA, which is the Financial Markets Authority, they do hold regulation over lending issues, I suppose, in our country. How was it received? Because it's a little out of the box for what they would normally encounter, I'd suspect, Maria.
Yeah, very out of the box. And I guess some of it was a little bit around alignment and timing. So they opened what they called a FMA sandbox where you could test ideas. And so we sat alongside them every fortnight for 8 months. They were educating us around what their licenses required. But they also said to us, you need to educate us around kaupapa Māori models of finance, you know, because they really had no understanding, but there was the willingness. And I guess we were, I was taken aback by the kaimahi generosity and the idea around innovation. And leading the team over there is Hannah Chapman. She's the Māori lead for the FMA. So they were trying something new, and again, we're here to educate them to open other avenues for people coming through because they understand they need change as well.
Well, I take my hat off to you for having the patience to sit with the Financial Markets Authority for 8 months, Maria, and you know, trying to get their heads around a concept that you know perhaps is foreign in normal commercial business circles. It's not unusual to us to support each other, but perhaps if the model that we spoke about initially, 1,000 from individuals collectively, next thing you know you've got 20 clicks and can help out, that comes back, it's invested into another company, that makes some sense. But if we multiply the idea and look therefore to one day moneyed up Māori organisations, commercial entities, they might put in 10 grand each and next thing you know you've got 200 grand to use. So you know, it's the model and the establishment of the model and the trust with the FMA that's important here. And Maria, hats off to you for spearheading this kaupapa through and DigiShare and Te Whare Manaaki, but also mindful that Rumaki Cafe is a great starting point for a concept like this. Please stay in touch so we can follow how it might work. And if anyone's interested in becoming a kaituku putea, does your website invite connection and cordial?
Yeah, it does. Everything's on Indigishare, so or just Google Te Whare Manaaki, and the portal will come up there. But just lastly, Dao, I think the last point you made was really important, is that our entities, so the model allows you as a wholesale or a retail investor, retail meaning just individuals, wholesale meaning entities. You know, if we purport to have really great growth within the Māori economy at the moment, a lot of that wealth is held by our entities. This is an opportunity for them to do exactly that, put in significant amounts of kūtia to support their uri, which comes back to them. It's low risk. You know, there is risk with lending, but this is a low risk model to support their whānau, to devolve some of that kūtia that we've built up over 30 years. This is the perfect opportunity. So I guess a bit of a call out to our iwi hapu entities and others, you know, other organisations that wish to put pute in. There's nothing stopping them from supporting whānau now.
Maria, it's been cool having a kōrero and a catch-up. Stay in touch, please, so that we can support and follow and share kōrero about this this proud Māori approach to business. Thank you so much. Maria Ngāwati with us from the DigiShare and Chief Executive of that organisation. Thanks, Maria.